WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's Monday. You know what that means? Is we're on Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin. That's Lindsay Ward.
We're here to talk the wrestlings and the Monday Night Raws and things.
All the things. The night show is based around one man, the almighty Bobby Lashley. Because last week we saw his interference, because, you know, how dare people decide to crown a new... have a WWE Championship match without the almighty Bobby Lashley. So that was how we kicked off the show. Kevin Owens complained about it. Hell, he's in his title match. And, you know, Seth Rollins came out and said that, you know, he normally wouldn't agree with Kevin, but he agrees with Kevin Owens that it's his title match and that they neither one of them should be in there, but mainly Lashley shouldn't be in there, but he at least earned it. By the way, there was a sign that said Aaron Rodgers owned Seth Rollins.
I mean, it's not wrong because the Bears kind of got owned last night by Green Bay, but...
It's funny that it's a sign in Minnesota about the Packers.
I mean, it's close. It's distance. It's relative. You don't know. They could have come from Wisconsin.
They could have. Yeah, Big E come out as well. But at the end of the day, Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville make it an opportunity for Bobby Lashley. He has to go through Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, and Big E in singles action throughout the show. And if he wins all three matches, he will get added to the match and make it a fatal four-way at day one. So throughout the night, we had matches. We had Big E, we had Kevin Owens and Bobby Lashley. Kevin Owens lost. We had Seth Rollins and Lashley, which saw Seth Rollins win by DQ. But they're like, no, that's not how that goes. Every match now is no DQ. Quickly, Seth Rollins would then lose. And then your main event was Lashley and Big E. You saw interference from Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins, but Seth Rollins got taken out by Lashley, while Kevin got put through a table by E. And then MVP used a cane to take out Big E's knee, and adding Lashley to the main event at day one. We get all that? I know that's a lot, but that was the main crux of the story of the show.
So many twists and turns. Just so many twists and turns.
I thought they reunited the Hurt Business. They did. Shelton and Cedric are our team named as the Hurt Business. That's your Hurt Business. Also, Goldberg's no longer here, so yeah. So that was that. I mean, it was a good setup, and it made sense throughout the night. I mean, it was a long show story of, you know, setting it all up. I thought they did a good job with it.
It was definitely interesting. I don't know. It just felt a little overdone, especially when we got to the match. It felt really just, like, overdone.
Because we've seen it was three matches for Lashley tonight.
Yeah. It was just, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Bobby Lashley. He seems like a really nice guy, but, like, it just seems like it was way too much tonight. Like, I don't know. They could have cut back a little bit.
They could have cut back. He also beat all three men in the match, so, yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens. as we get closer to day one. Hold up your fingers. Day one.
I'm holding up my fingers, but I don't think it's the fingers they want me to hold up.
Day one. So we had an interaction between Riddle and Randy Orton, and how Randy thinks that Riddle thinks Riddle's days as a broadcaster should be over, and you know he should be watching footage of not just you know himself, but his potential opponents, and you know all that fun stuff. We even got a Shaman reference, who you know I was being a Shaman, so yeah. You should focus on your match with Otis. And Riddle and Otis had a pretty good match.
This is the best Otis has looked in a while. And I think they finally just let him go. Because I feel so bad for Otis. Like, come on. You guys did what you did to him. Like, you put him in the Mandy storyline and everybody fell in love with him. And then you, like, broke him and Tucker up. And then you just, like, abandoned him. And you gave him a horrible haircut and made him shave his beard. And he looks the way he looks now, which is not awful, but it's not the most flattering look for him. Like, the beard helped to sort of, like, hide some things there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, man. Like,
And
then he's just been kind of stuck with Chad Gable, right? And him and Chad Gable have been trying things, and it's been working, but it hasn't been working, and it's just, yeah.
I think the surprise of the night was Otis got the win over Riddle, and then he laid out Orton as well, so maybe we're getting Orton and Otis next week. I'd be okay with that.
I'd be fine with that.
Bianca and Doudrop had a hell of a match, though.
This was so good! And there was so much snark in it! Like, Doudrop mocking Bianca.
Yeah.
That was good.
New music for Doudrop works.
I like it. I like it a lot. I'm here for this feud.
Bianca got the win. She had a nice powerbomb and then a 450 for the win. Doudrop, though, would attack from behind, continuing on the story. But yeah, this was a really good showing, and I'm glad. Yeah, it's fine. Bianca got the clean win, but Doudrop's still, you know, angry and wants some more, so I'll take another match between the two. That's okay.
I mean, if we have to suffer through it, I think I can suffer through.
Damian Priest and Finn Balor took on the Dirty Dogs, Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler, who ended up getting the win with some help from the selfie-taking Austin Theory, who would then later find himself in an office with Vince McMahon, who was also talking with Apollo Crews.
And they had to do an awkward angle just to get Aziz into the shot.
Yeah, it really was. But he was in he was, you know, showing him the thing, and, you know, basically, do you want a pat on the back or a trophy or an autograph? He just also wants a match. And Vince is like, you know, told him to shut up, and, you know, we're not friends, because he has no friends, and he doesn't want any friends. Vince said he's going to do something he didn't want to do. He said he was going to use one of the most deadly weapons in the world, and pulled out a pencil. He said the pencil part was important. The eraser was important. So more learnings from the McMahon to the theories.
So did Vince McMahon just threaten to erase Austin Theory?
Yes.
Okay, so I need to talk to WWE production for a second. Alright, y'all, I don't want to tell you how to do your jobs.
But,
I am not a camera expert, I am not a videographer, I'm not anything. However, I do have a limited understanding of angles. Tonight, the angle that you were shooting Vince from was not the most flattering angle for his face. Like, the way that y'all have been shooting him the last few weeks was a better angle for him, because you're facing more, you're getting more of his face, and tonight, you're getting more of a profile. And it was not a great look for him.
Also, they could probably found a bigger room to shoot things into.
They probably could have found a bigger room to shoot things in. Like, I'm guessing that's why, like, they had to shoot it the way they had to shoot it, was the room was kind of awkward. But yeah, tonight was not the best angle for Vince. So maybe, I don't know, not do that again.
Maybe we just don't do it again, yeah.
We want Vince to look his best.
Nikki Ash was apologizing to Rhea for letting her down. And she's like, you're not letting me down. We're, you know, cheer up, get back on your horse, and we'll ride again. We're in this together. Rhea would then lose to Queen Zelina in about a minute.
Yeah,
that wasn't the biggest bright spot of them all, but here we are.
But they got on TV.
They got on TV, and that's what counts. So we had a special edition of Miz TV hosted by Maryse.
Okay, one, Maryse looked fantastic. Two, that outfit was barely, and I mean barely, okay for TV. especially when she turned around from the back.
Yeah.
Like,
not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Not shaming her at all for it. She can pull it off. So yes, absolutely walk around like that because she has bigger balls than I do, because I would never be able to pull that off. But that outfit was just barely okay for TV. I had to point that out because it's like she turned around at one point and is like, whoa.
Hey, now.
There's a lot going on there.
She brought out her husband, The Miz, and they, you know, tonight we're going to show you someone who they're going to endorse for the WWE Hall of Fame in 2022. It was a video package about The Miz. Edge would then come out. Edge said the squeak wheel doesn't always get greased. He said sometimes it just squeaks and squeaks and squeaks and squeaks and squeaks. And he was referring to Miz. Edge said he knows how good Miz is. He said Miz would get all the accolades if he would just shut up. Edge said he knows how good Miz is, but he also knows why he acts the way he acts. Miz replies, "Oh, Edge, you think you know me. Clever." Edge said so many guys like Miz crash and burn. He said they have layers of BS and hides all their insecurities. Edge said Miz is afraid. Miz said everyone was afraid of the old Edge, but not this one. Edge said Miz has been told that he's not good enough so often that deep down he believes it overcompensates by being obnoxious, overbearing, sacrimonious, and overbearing jack-off. Edge said he knows Miz is a future Hall of Famer. He's not taking their match lightly. Edge said he would have to teach Miz a lesson. He talked about Miz saying he didn't help him enough in 2006. Edge said he would help him now by showing him that he still has lessons to learn and would knock the stupid, constipated look off his face. Miz then threw champagne at Edge's eyes. Edge ducked the punch. Miz put him down with a DDT, and then Edge, well, went for a spear. Miz pulled Maurice in front of him, so Edge stopped short. Miz kicked Edge and then put him down with the skull crushing finale. And then Maurice and Miz sort of got into it a little bit as Miz used her as a shield, and she was not happy, and then she slapped him right across the face.
I don't like it when mom and dad fight. I'm just going to say that. Like, I really don't like it when mom and dad fight. It's awkward, but good on her for slapping him because, yeah, she 1,000% should have. Miz, how could you?
Before we get to the final thing I want to talk about tonight.
Well, I just want to bring this up first.
Mm-hmm.
Now waiting for Beth Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. Completely. I don't know what the walk downtown was in St. Paul with Dana and Reggie. I just...
Dana! Oh, that sweet summer child. She's getting led astray. They're all desperate to get that title off of her, and Tamina was right there. Like, here's my thing. Why can't they pin her for it?
Because they're afraid to? I don't know.
But, like, you have them doing intergender wrestling in NXT, so, like, no bones about it. Like, they just unabashedly do it. So, why can't we do it on the main roster where you have a contest between Dana Brooke and one of the male wrestlers?
I don't know, because people love Dana too much. I don't understand it.
I mean, like, what would happen if, say, she slipped and fell on the ice and somebody runs up and pins her 1, 2, 3, and they run off with the title?
It could happen.
Like, stuff like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they help her off up and run away. But we're not completely ungentlemanly here. But, like, I just don't understand why they're like, oh my god, a woman has the title, so we can't take it from her. And so we're going to lead her on this trail down a false sense of security as Reggie's trying to sweet talk her, and R-Truth is back in the ghillie suit. Tozawa's dressed up as a snowman. Tamina's there for some reason, trying to take the title off of Dana Brooke. They fight in the streets of St. Paul, out in the cold in the snow, while everybody else just kind of watches. At some point, Reggie went flying. I'm not sure what that was about, but he landed in a snowbank, I think.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't even know what this was. Dana Brooke, I think, got away with the title, but, like, I'm going to say this. I think it's time for the 24/7 title to maybe go away.
It does its purpose.
It does its purpose, but it's getting to the point where it's sort of borderline ridiculous.
But people like ridiculous, so...
I like ridiculous, but at some point, like, the ridiculous is going to get too ridiculous, and we're getting really close to that line.
Yeah, we're almost there. We also have a segment with Becky Lynch, but before we can talk about, Becky Lynch, there's something I wanted to bring up. AJ Styles and Omos seem to be back on the same page. There was that.
For now, we'll see.
For now. There's something else that happened, and I'm drawing a blank. Maybe I'll remember before we're done. But yeah, so, Becky Lynch was in the ring. She talked about beating Liv Morgan last week. She said it was a great match, but she won just like she said she would. And some fans were happy she won, while a lot of fans wished Liv would have won. You know, if Morgan had won, the fans would have found every reason to doubt the same woman that convinced them to believe in her. We also saw a picture of, you know, angry Liv girl. She talked about how one of the fans wanting her back, and then once again she returned, and the fans' opinions how she should do her job. She said, if you don't evolve, then you get left behind. We had Liv come out. She said everyone's tired of listening to Becky's broken record. She said the only person doubting her is Becky. She said the reason the Lynch nearly lost last week, Morgan, she nearly lost last week. She showed a picture of, you know, her using the ropes. Morgan said the only thing Lynch is best at is cheating to win. Morgan said she cried a bit after the match last week. She said it's not because she's weak, it's because she's human and she was disappointed. But she snapped out of it because she knows she can beat Becky Lynch. She said she wants to make the title win mean something again for people like that little girl. Liv said that if Lynch is really big time back, she'll accept her challenge him for a rematch at day one. Becky said Liv should not to blame her for grabbing the rope. She should blame herself for not beating her to it. Becky says Liv lacks that killer instinct, and she said that Morgan did what she does always does, and that's absolutely nothing, and Liv got in the ring at that point. And then they started to have a fight, and then Becky took over and kind of injured her arm by stomping it with the steps.
And, you know, she should totally put some ice on that.
So she accepted the challenge. I mean, now that she, you know, her opponent's injured. And you will see, you know, what happens. But she's going to go home and with her hot husband and beautiful baby and, you know, all that fun stuff and train.
Can we just talk about how confirmed Seth Rollins is a trophy husband?
Yeah, that's pretty much the deal. He's a trophy husband, yeah.
Trophy husband confirmed.
I believe that has been officially confirmed. So yeah, that was Raw. It was a pretty solid show tonight.
It was a solid show. I think it was a little bit better than last week, because last week was a little difficult, but like, it was good. It's just, again, it's still awkward, but I like that they did cut back on the Vince stuff a little bit, because I think that resonated not the right way with people.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Like, I don't know. I'm having a hard time with the product, because there isn't a lot that I'm really interested in right now.
We're getting there.
So we'll just have to see how it goes.
But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern for The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, midnight, the final episode of Super Radio in 2021. SuperLive.com, GreatTheGreatTheBait.com. Sunday night is WTR, Sunday night, Wrestling Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for the Wild Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Just support channel by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also use creator code RocketSock or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. And everybody, if you're playing Genshin Impact tomorrow, when the new banners drop and you're pulling for Ito and you need Primo Gems and you need to buy your Crystal Top Ups, please use code Linz M. Ward in the Epic Game Store and Genshin Impact Store. I would appreciate it. Thank you. I'll also be streaming tomorrow after work, probably 5:30-ish, somewhere in there, because the new Ito banner drops, and I'm going to wail on it. So if you want to come watch me spend money and try to pull for new characters or pull for characters that I already have that I'm just trying to level up, you can do that at twitch.tv/LinzWard. Tune into the Twitters at LinzWard for, you know, all that info.
It's been a Raw Post Show presented, as always, by MBG Films, youtube.com/... MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack and Rack back here for Raw Pressure every Monday night. Blown Air is a Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.